The 12 cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad as a terrorist first appeared at the end of September in a small Danish newspaper. In October, Muslim ambassadors complained to the Danish Prime Minister. In mid-January, a Norwegian paper reprinted the cartoons. And on February 1st, a few papers in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain also reprinted them. This month, demonstrations, often violent with injuries and occasional loss of life, have erupted in more than a dozen countries, and Danish embassies in Lebanon and Syria were attacked. Those supporting the right to publish or republish the controversial cartoons say the principle of freedom of the press trumps the idea that any depiction of the Prophet is considered a sacrilege. Patrick Jarreau of the daily newspaper Le Monde says the French favor freedom of the press above all when considering the merits of republishing the cartoons.
There is in France separation of church and state, and the freedom to criticize religion is something that is highly valued. On the other hand, there also is in France a very important Muslim population, between 4 and 6 million people. I think that most people feel that freedom of speech and freedom of the press must be supported, but at the same time, there is no use feeding the kind of anger that extremists in the Muslim world are benefiting from.
Patrick Jarreau said his paper decided to publish an editorial stating that freedom of the press includes the freedom of caricature, but it must not be either racist or offensive to a group of people.
We decided not to publish the most offensive cartoon. There is a difference between doing something without knowing that some people are deeply offended by it and doing it in full knowledge of that. This is what we do not want to do.
Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi, a columnist with the London-based pan-Arab newspaper Ashark al-Alsat, says the political uproar now circling the globe began as genuine anger among people in the Muslim world. But, she notes, it took more than 4 months to ignite.
I think it orchestrated to the benefit of the various governments, which are basically dictatorships in the Muslim world, which would much rather have this rage directed towards the West. You see a long line of Muslim governments competing with each other over who can be more Muslim and true to the memory of the Prophet. Starting with my government, Egypt, there is genuine anger that the Prophet was portrayed in that way. But you also have to ask, why has this anger been so exaggerated? Religion is the only way to stand up to our government.
Mona El-Tahawi says while the argument for freedom of expression is vital to people in the West, it is largely non-existent in the Muslim world.
I don't know if enough attention was paid to the sensitivity around this issue. My main worry is that both sides are trying to portray this as a clash of civilizations. Rather than framing it in this way, I would much rather portray it as a clash between radicals of all kinds against the rest of us who refuse to be reduced to identity politics.
Matthias Rüb, Washington bureau chief for the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says he thinks the obligation to defend freedom of speech must be paired with another obligation, to use freedom responsibly and try not to offend other groups.
What is, I think, revealed in this whole discussion is there's quite an amount of misunderstanding between the majority populations in the European countries and the Muslim minority population. While for the majority population, it is very important to defend freedom of speech and freedom of the press, the reaction of the Muslims shows there's quite an amount of resentment. There's the feeling we're not integrated, we're not really respected. And on the other side, there's the feeling our values are under attack and threatened by radical Muslims. If there is coming something good out of this discussion, it would be that, to discuss how better integrate and respect each other in the European countries.
Most of America's news media have reported on the cartoons, but refrain from showing them. And the U.S. Muslim community has expressed its rejection of violence in response to the defamatory caricatures. On Wednesday, following a White House meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah, President Bush said they reject violence as a way to express discontent with what may be printed in a free press, and that protests in which innocent people die are completely unacceptable. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.
Thank you. Oh.